like plants.
Gladiolas.
Better than people plants.
And magnolias.
They never do evil plants.
And begonias.
All they ever want is to grow. Smarter than us.
Violets.
They make a living without any fuss.
Us.
Water, sun, and air.
And
are all they need to grow. Do I have to get specific? I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
It's Garden Talk Live with me, Steve Garner, and Dave Fazio from the Sonoma Mission Gardens. It's hour number two. Thanks so much for joining us this morning or returning from hour number one. Before we dive into the world of bonsai, let's continue our conversation with Deborah from last hour from Sebastopol, who is looking for some suggestions for a tree that would help to shade her berry bushes, which she said she's just getting too much sun, Dave.
Yeah, well, I recommended maybe the red maple or a variety of red maple.
Yeah.
Because they're fairly quick growing and stuff. There's some other things like the smoke tree, which is a little smaller growing and more multi-stemmed and deciduous. I would have a tendency to go more towards a deciduous type of tree or shrub than using something that's evergreen.
Why is that?
Because the berries, I think, would like the winter sunshine instead of being in the shade all winter long and stuff. I think she'd do better with them in the long run.
And what would there be a suggestion for one that would be quicker moving, quicker growing, and that would be somewhat disease resistant and fill the parameters?
Well, like I said, I would kind of lean towards the red maple. The Chinese pistache might be okay too.
Oh, I like that.
And the smoke tree. Is smaller growing, but it's reasonably fast growing.
It is fast.
And would give you a little bit of shade without getting near as big. I think that would probably be one of the more apt to use.
Like 12, 15 feet, something like that?
Oh, yeah, but that's going to be in five or seven years, if that soon.
Oh, that's too far out.
Is there anything within like 2 to 3 years that would put on growth like that?
She's going to have to start with something bigger like the red maples or the Chinese pistache in order to have some size to them when they're planted, and then they'll grow faster. But when you want shade, it's not going to happen immediately from a tree. That's why I was suggesting the shade cloth, because you can get it out there right away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's an excellent idea. I think we'll go ahead and do the shade cloth while we're waiting for some height or some tree shade. But I also wanted to ask this, because overall, we're seeing in our area the orchards not doing well, the apples aren't doing well. I was just reading an article in our local Press Democrat newspaper here last week about the sad story of the continuation of the Gravenstein apples, and I'm certainly seeing that happening around the county. With, I don't know if it's the heat, but what I want to know and have a considerate discussion about is how do we harden up with this climate change that is just it just seems to be destroying and changing the way things always were in the past.
Thank you. We need to get to the bonsai. But Dave, we had Steve Dutton on the show a couple of weeks ago from Dutton Apple Ranch. They've been growing apples forever. And he said, yeah, it was certainly one of the lowest crops in the whole history of the family growing for the last 56 years. And a lot of it has to do with climate change. He said, we just can't change the trajectory unless there's obviously a worldwide consensus that we need to do something about it. And that's why Gravensteins were historically at a retail price the highest they've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know whether there is an answer besides the whole world collectively addressing the problem.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of organizations and governments and everything looking at climate change and how to address it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it will continue. And how many, let's see, red oaks, do they take up a lot of space if she's thinking about planting those?
Like, oh, you mean the red maple?
The red maple, pardon me.
They will eventually, and probably, if they like where they are, probably in 10 to 12 years, be 20 feet across.
Oh, boy.
So I mean, you know, maybe one or two trees may be more than adequate for what she
needs. More than adequate. Okay, thanks so much, Deborah. We appreciate the phone call. Art Capecchi, it seems like so long since we've seen you. It has been, hasn't it?
It's been a year, if that's long.
It is a long time, and you're here for the Redwood Empire Bonsai Society.
And honored to be here.
Well, thank you. It's our pleasure to have you back, the Big Bonsai Show. We first started featuring the Bonsai Show, it was probably almost 30 years ago when we received a letter from Frank Bardella.
Yep.
Bless Frank Bardella. He was, hi, Steve, et cetera, et cetera. I was asked by Ron Kelly to contact you and Dave Fazio for our big annual Bonsai Show, the 13th annual, and wondering if you might like to talk about it on the show. And we said, well, sure. I think this was 1996 or 97. Yep. And we said, sure. And it's been a tradition here on Garden Talk to have someone from the Bonsai Show come in. It's just remarkable. And Ron, all the folks that have come in, Bob Scheiman used to come in too. They just don't come in to talk. They actually bring in a beautiful bonsai special.
It's a shame it's not television instead of radio, so they could see these things. Yes. Yeah,
this is gorgeous, and thank you. You not only brought in the plant, which is beautiful, but a plant stand to display it on, because the visual part is so important in bonsai. Would you tell us what you brought in today?
Well, I have a little forest here. It's azaleas, actually, but maples and elms and make very nice little forests, and that's kind of a easy way to get into bonsai. Instead of just one big massive tree, you can have a little scene. You know, we have some greenery in here, we have some beautiful moss and a rock and some driftwood, and I keep these elements in my workbench, so if I have a pot and I have a sort of a minor tree, I can still make a display out of it by using the rocks and some wood and some greenery. There's some elephantine in there also. And that's a beautiful moss that one of our members brought in. It grows wild at his place. You know, there's so many kinds of moss. This is a particularly fine emerald one.
Are you going to be taking this one to the show next week?
I may try to sell it. Yes, it'll be at the show.
It's really gorgeous. It's just beautiful. And how much work do you have to do to keep that looking like the front cover of Bonsai magazine? I mean, it's beautiful.
No more than daily. No, I cut individual leaves. That's one of the beauties of bonsai, is it's very interactive, and you're looking at it, and then you see, oh, this needs to be over here a little bit. You could put some wire, and then I have some black pines. You have to always be taking out the old needles, the dead needles, and same with maples or redwoods. You almost have to give them a haircut every time you're looking at it. That's part of the joy of bonsai, is interacting with the plants.
Well, this is established. That's the joy of that. Someone can go home with that and start continuing the relationship with that plant. But that's not, would that be easy for someone to start that arrangement from scratch?
Well, it's easy for me.
That's not something that a layman.
Well, that's why the club is here. We're here to educate and to encourage people. And for some people, it comes really naturally, and some people really have to work at it. But the more you work at it, the better you get. That's the nice thing about that.
The Bonsai Show is next week, the 22nd and 23rd, sponsored by the Redwood Empire Bonsai Society at the Rohnert Park Community Center, which is on Snyder Lane. You can explore the living art form of bonsai. Is there an admission charge for the show?
There's no admission. We do ask for a donation, but that's not necessary. And it's free parking, just like the Sonoma County Fair.
Oh, we got into politics now. I wasn't planning on that, but that's a very good comment, Art. Usually you have some fabulous headliner doing a demonstration.
Well, we have Sam Tan, who's a young fellow who has a little bit of a reputation, and he, at our meetings, we have a demonstrator, and he's quite good, and he speaks well. We don't want a speaker who mumbles.
No, that's not good for a speaker. Mumbling is a deficit in a speaker. So will he be bringing his plants up?
Yeah, we've selected a subject. Maybe it's a juniper for him to work on. Mm-hmm. And it does get raffled off. So sometimes these are quite valuable, you know, worth several hundred dollars now and thousands when they develop.
Is he going to be there both days?
I think it's only Saturday.
Oh.
Does it say on our flyer?
No, I'm looking. It says headliner Sam Tan, bonsai artist and instructor.
Well, I think it's Saturday particularly.
Okay. No, it doesn't say. It just says demonstration and benefit drawing. Oh, it says both days, 1 to 4. So maybe he is there both days.
Okay.
Okay. And then we bring your own tree workshop, Sunday morning, 9 to 12. People can bring their bonsai?
Well, that's probably filled up. You'd have to.
Oh.
But you can call. If you get one of our flyers, you can call one of our officers.
Oh.
Or contact me somehow.
Because that's not on the flyer. I don't see a phone number to reach. So this is by pre-registration, huh, for the workshop?
Yes.
Okay. A large bonsai vendor area, large member sales, silent auction, trees in training displays, free admission and parking. It's a lot. This is the place if you're thinking about a hobby.
And it is a nice venue there. It's cool. And actually, the lighting is kind of subtle, and we've been trying to get them to improve it. But I've actually got adjusted to the subtle lighting.
How many bonsais do you think will be on display, approximately?
Well, of major trees, I think we go for 80. And then in bonsai, we display with smaller plants. We call them accents. And it really livens the show up. And they can be, could be a cyclamen, a tiny cyclamen, could be succulent. So it really brings in a tremendous mount more of plants and really offsets. That's part of display, just the tables, the stands, and then the accents. So there's a lot to displaying.
Yeah.
How long have you been into bonsai?
It's been about 40 years. And I was in the woodworkers, and then I got interested in bonsai. I have that predilection towards plants. I guess you guys got the same disease as I do, and you can't help it. So yeah. I found my way in. Kay Urbanski, who was one of the originators of the club, saw me selling a little faux bonsai and said, "You should join the club." And I listened to her, and I did.
Yeah. I remember when Frank first started coming, he emphasize that bonsai is really living art, like the only true living art form.
Thank goodness I am still living art.
You are. Well, bonsai is the perfect pursuit, pastime.
Did you make the display table you have?
I did make that one, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful.
And I have made some multi-tier tables. I made one from Bill Castellan in Oakland, a multi-table, and I didn't offer a price. He said, "Well, you can have some plants." And when I went over to deliver, I told myself, "Art, do not be shy." So I took a black pine that it was kind of rough, but it was old. And I took an azalea, and I think I sold the black pine for $1,500 and the azalea for $350. So I got my value for that stand.
Mm-hmm. And how old was that? Do you have any idea?
The black pine was about 80 years old. Mm. It had a little pedigree. It had been worked on by Hiro Suzuki, who was Robin Williams' personal teacher in latter years.
For bonsai?
Yes.
I didn't know Robin Williams pursued bonsai.
Yes.
It seems like the last thing he would be pursuing.
You should say that.
Well, I mean, he seems so spur-of-the-moment improvisatory that he's over here, he's over there, he's going from one topic to another. So I can't imagine him sitting and calmly...
Well, that's why he had Hiro. You know, in Japan, you don't necessarily... Us Americans are very hands-on, but in Japan, if you have a very nice tree, it's hands-off and let a professional deal with it.
So Robin had a collection of bonsai, and this gentleman
took care
of the bonsai for him.
He was at the, on Guerneville, is that Empire Nursery? For a while, where they were kind of try to do a Japanese style.
Dave and I used to broadcast the show from Empire Nursery for years.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice property.
It was a fabulous nursery. Well, wouldn't you say one of the great nurseries of Sonoma County?
Yeah.
They did a great job out there. What do you think the oldest bonsai will be at the show next week?
Well, we have collected trees, and sometimes you can say, well, that's probably 1,000 years old. A Sierra juniper, you know, you dig something out of the ground that's just a stump. We have Bob Scheiman, who collects redwoods, and again, they're stumps out of the woods. He's looking for old, he's looking for mangled. That's such a value in bonsai, is age and the toughness of age. I can second that. And he's got some stumps there that you don't want to try to pick them up.
Mm-hmm. They're ancient.
They're ancient and they're heavy. Yeah, there's quite a bit to them.
We'll take a quick break. We have the one and only Art Capecchi with us to talk about the Bonsai Show today, which is next Saturday and Sunday. It's in Rohnert Park. If you find yourself in that area, you should go to this show because it will uplift you and inspire you. Even if you never plan on and pursuing bonsai, it's a wonderful respite from the daily grind. Believe me, it's 10 to 5 on Saturday, and next Sunday it's 10 to 4 o'clock. It's free to enter, donation requested if you can. And free parking, and there's a silent auction. A lot of member sales will be selling their bonsai. Big vendor area, and also a demonstration, benefit drawings. And, of course, with the headliner is Sam Tan, who will be demonstrating technique. All that next week. If you have a gardening question this hour, certainly if you have a bonsai question, then Art can answer that. General gardening questions, email us or call us for Dave Fazio from the Sonoma Mission Gardens. Dave is answering gardening questions this morning, 707-636-1350 or steve@ksro.com. Good listening continues at 11 o'clock on the Good Food Hour today. Emily Ash Lamb joins me in the KSRO kitchen. We'll be chatting with Julian Lopez. Julian is the current chef and co-owner of Cafe Beaujolais in Mendocino, California. Dave, have you ever dined at Cafe Beaujolais?
Yeah, when it was owned by Rosemary.
Well, Margaret Fox actually owned Cafe Beaujolais up in Mendocino.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's up in Mendocino, and it's a beautiful historical house that was built in like 1868 and has been through numerous ownership over the years. Margaret Fox turned it into a restaurant in 1977, and there's been three or four subsequent owners. Julian is the latest. He's celebrating his 10th anniversary. And to celebrate that, he's just released a cookbook called Café Beaujolais, the new Café Beaujolais cookbook, recipes from the iconic Mendocino restaurant. He'll be our guest the first half hour. Then Dominique Cotara and Shannon McMath from the Sonoma County Master Food Preservers will be in, and they'll be bringing a selection of preserved foods and tell you all the great work they do that you can participate in to learn how to preserve and can. It's an incredible resource that we have in Sonoma County. And summer is really when they shine, and they'll give you an idea of where you can access all this great information.
Divorce can turn your world upside down. Questions about your children, your home, your finances, everything suddenly feels uncertain. At Sonoma County Legal Line, attorney Alyssa Ehrlich and her experienced team help people just like you navigate the legal side of life's most personal challenges. Whether you're facing divorce, child custody decisions, support issues, or property division, you don't have to figure it out alone. As a certified legal specialist in family law and licensed since 1987, Alyssa Ehrlich understands both the emotional weight and the legal complexity of family law cases. You'll be guided with compassion, clarity, and a strong commitment to protecting your rights and your future. When everything feels uncertain, the right legal advice makes all the difference. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626, or visit SonomaCountyLegalLine.com. Sonoma County Legal Line. Answers, support, a path forward.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, today through Sunday.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Be advised, this is your opportunity to save up to 40 to 80% on a hot tub or swim spa. This weekend only, today through Sunday.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Deep, deep discounts.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Today through Sunday.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Today, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery.
Marin Center Exhibit Hall.
Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
News, talk, community. KSRO.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO with me, Steve Garner, and Dave Fazio from the Sonoma Mission Gardens. And special guest today, once a year, we have the pleasure of Art Capecchi's beautiful company and to tell us about the upcoming Bonsai Show. That's every single year that Art has joined us. Let's see. We have the particulars about the Bonsai Show. We know it's free. We know it's very exciting. And, of course, I guess you could go and buy a little bonsai at, what, Trader Joe's or something? Don't stores sell these bonsai? Are they any good? Is it for people that don't want to make a big investment? Would you say, sure, try it out and see if you...
If you started, it might be just the thing. They are interactive, so if you get something and you just let it sit there, it's going to get some weeds in it, and it's going to get a little overgrown. So bonsai really is an interactive art.
Interactive, that's the key word.
Yeah, and that's why we're here, is to help people learn what to do. And it is a kind of a very meditative, even spiritual practice to go in your garden and look at the plants and see what this might need. This should move to the right, that should go to the left. Oh, maybe this would be better if it had some height to it and add some wiring. And for some people, they really take to it, and then they can't stop. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to stop.
I remember when Frank was here the years ago, he was talking about how it forms a perfect triangle, the ideal bonsai, with heaven on top and then man in the middle and then earth on the bottom moving up. That's kind of a spiritual way of looking at how the plant might grow.
I know when I water, I use a wand and I give them a shower, and it always seems like a prayer to give them that shower, and I somehow feel that the plant is just loving it. And in the garden, we don't like to water during the day, but I like in the heat of the day to cool them down. I haven't found a problem with burning. I think they enjoy that coolness.
What do you think, Dave? Can you water during the day and not kill your plant?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's been, man, I remember this, don't water during the day. It will, you can't.
Well, especially in the hot sun, the reason they say this is that the water droplets sit on the leaf, and ooh, then it magnifies the heat of the sunshine, and you'll get burnt spots once in a while. But generally, don't you keep most of your bonsai in kind of a shady area?
Yeah,
or
although, you know, there's this photosynthesis thing that requires sunshine. Mm-hmm. So a lot of bonsais, you know, I had a black pine. My friend James said, Jason, you should put that in some more sun. So we do move them around, mm-hmm. and we turn them. That's part of the interaction. And in the wintertime, take them from the shade house and bring them out and give them some more sun. And that really makes a difference. A
couple of listeners emailed us asking us to repeat where the show is.
Oh, yes.
It is the Rohnert Park Community Center at right on Snyder Lane in Rohnert Park. Lots of free parking, free admission, donation requested. And it's next Saturday and Sunday, Saturday 10 to 5
right.
and
you
Sunday 10 to 4.
Right, you take Rohnert Park Expressway brings you there.
Okay. I remember in years past when I've gone to the show, there's been a stone viewing.
Yes, suiseki is an art form dealing with stones, not trees. You don't have to water them nearly so often. And it is a complementary art form. And it also takes some woodwork. They're usually presented on a little stand that's made for them. The bottoms of the stones are cut flat, and that's called a diza. That's going to be on the quiz.
Okay.
And it's very complimentary. Some years we have a Marin Suiseki club.
Oh.
But we will have some stones there, undoubtedly. But we don't have a section only for the stones. That's part of presentation again. It's something else, another element to add.
Beautiful.
Now, the term bonsai, does that only refer to certain sizes of plants? I mean, you can't. Do you have a bonsai that might be like 10 feet tall or anything?
You know, at the Huntington Hartford, is it, museum?
In Southern California.
Yeah, they have some. Somebody sent me some pictures, and they have some really tall trees there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, trees that are tall are in a bunjin style, which is two-thirds of a naked trunk, and then the growth at the top. And we'll always have quite a few trees that's a very appealing style, bunjin.
So this has been going around the world Well, it certainly started, what, in Japan? Or started in China, and then went to Japan, what, 10, 12,000 years ago?
Well, that may be a lot.
Well, 5,000. Let's say 5,000.
Yeah, I mean, you do see on scrolls and... You know, Chinese are always making scrolls and what, and sometimes there'll be a little picture of a bird, and sometimes there'll be a little picture of a tree in a pot. Mm-hmm. And there you know. Hey, they were doing it back then.
Well, they might be.
Yeah. Was that movie Crouching Tiger, Hidden?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you watch that movie, there's quite a few bonsais in that, because they did the movie at a lot of antique homes, which fortunately in China, there's many of.
We'll take a break. 707-636-1350. Art Capecchi is with us from the Redwood Empire Bonsai Society, talking about next week's once-a-year big show in Rohnert Park. It's free. It will definitely calm your mind if you go to the show.
Your home for news, weather, traffic, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk. KSRO Santa Rosa.
Look at that oak tree. Strong, healthy, magnificent. Imagine the beautiful root system.
Mr. Rooter really loves roots. Tree roots.
Beautiful.
Grapevine roots.
Absolutely.
Roots in sewer lines?
Eh, not so much.
Find out if roots are the cause of a backup, slow drains, or sewer problems. The pros at Mr. Rooter Plumbing are here to help.
Mr. Rooter is the women-owned, locally-rooted plumbing company that Sonoma County homeowners trust for drain cleaning, sewer repair, water heater repair, and more. Get started at MrRooter.com.
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost seven decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind, because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stanley Jacobs of the Jacobs Center for Cosmetic Surgery in Healdsburg, and I'm very excited to introduce you to Dr. Alessandro Cusano.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cusano, craniofacial and aesthetic plastic surgeon with extensive experience in aesthetic and reconstructive surgery of the face, as well as aesthetic surgery of the breast and body.
Dr. Cusano will be taking over here at the Jacobs Center in 2026. He is fellowship trained in three different disciplines, including craniofacial plastic surgery from the world-renowned Johns Hopkins Hospital. We're excited to welcome Dr. Cusano as he brings the latest techniques and procedures to us in Sonoma County.
Thank you, Dr. Jacobs. And if you've been thinking about an aesthetic procedure, I invite you to give me a call at the Jacobs Center or reach out online at thejacobscenter.com. I'm looking forward to meeting new patients and sharing in your personal journey to becoming your best self, both inside and out.
For more information about procedures offered by the Jacobs Center, visit thejacobscenter.com. That's thejacobscenter.com.
Decisions determine results. So which path do I want to take? Help people in need or stand on the sidelines watching? Worry about how to pay for school or have my education paid for? Push myself and learn new skills or stay the same? My decision is to serve part-time with the Army National Guard, and my results will be life-changing. What will you decide? Go to NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the California Army National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cloudy and cool overnight, we can look to fairly sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the mid to high 70s. Later this evening, late developing clouds and pockets of fog should leave us with overnight lows in the mid 50s. Looking ahead, temps are expected to return to the mid 80s by as early as Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Art Capecchi from the Bonsai Society, sitting in with me, Steve Garner, and Dave Fazio in advance of the Bonsai Show next weekend in Rohnert Park at the Rohnert Park Community Center Saturday and Sunday. It's worth checking out. Besides all the great vendors selling all kinds of materials and, of course, tools, do you still have moss for sale? You used to have moss.
Well, you're lucky if you find somebody who's got some moss for sale.
Okay. Get your own moss.
Yeah, not out of our plants. We try to keep an eye on that.
Of course not. And do you also have deciduous bonsai? Are they
Oh, yeah, sure. Conifers and deciduous.
And they'll lose all their leaves.
They haven't lost their leaves now. When do the buckeyes? They lose their leaves.
Usually September or thereabouts.
Yeah, so we haven't done anything in silhouette now.
How many bonsai do you personally have?
Well, it takes me about 20 minutes to water my nursery. I have a lot of young plants. I have maybe 20 more substantial trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm resisting. I'm actually selling a few because it is quite an effort. So if I want to see, if I have a tree, I'll buy it for one of our apprentices.
One of the most exciting parts of bonsai that I was introduced to when I started going to the shows years ago was fruit tree bonsai.
Oh, yes. I have a pyracantha that is just loaded with fruit.
It is stunning to be walking through the sea of greenery and then all of a sudden see these beautiful globes. I think there was one of even a pomegranate, I remember.
Yes, yes. Fruiting is desirable in bonsai, anything that's very distinctive and unusual.
Fig?
Should have some.
What about fig?
Figs are used in bonsai, yes, and apples and crab apples.
Crab apples, yeah. Seen those. And even grapes. That's a fairly easy one to start, isn't it?
Yes, it definitely is. And sometimes we'll have a vendor selling grapes. Not sure if we'll have any in the show. Yeah, with their gnarly trunks, they're rather perfect.
Yeah, they're great appeal. They really stop people in their tracks when they see a beautiful orange or yellow globe hanging from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can't be a fruit tree. But it is. It is.
Yeah, and generally because of the bonsai, the fact that they're pruning and keeping the root system small and everything, the fruit gets miniaturized also. So you're looking at something smaller.
I wonder, do you know if the fruit is edible?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we don't want anybody trying that out.
Well, I'm not encouraging it.
No.
I'm wondering, have you tried any of the fruit?
No.
What do you just throw it away?
Well, I don't have any fruiting bonsais, except for the pyracantha with the berries.
The berry, but you're not eating those, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
And hopefully not the robins either.
Oh, you had those outside, of course.
Yeah.
So what's to prevent a robin from not sampling
that? Just being a little shy of being around people.
Okay. Well, I loved seeing the fruiting bonsai. I thought it was very exciting, and it's a great introduction for people to know the variety that's available.
Yes, Diane in our club has a wonderful crab apple. We'll see if it's there this year.
I hope she brings it. It's a great, great introduction. And, you know, this is not something just for adults. Kids would really enjoy this, too.
Oh, we have some kids that just go crazy about it. And we do have Diego in our club. He's about 10 or 12, maybe. His father, Jeff, brings him every meeting, and
he's into it.
Oh, he's into it.
I mean, he's not on his phone all the time?
No.
If a person wanted to join your club, how would they go about that?
Well, at the show is a good place to do it. And we do have a brochure, because you'd have to get your hands on a brochure. So... And we meet at Rohnert Park Community Center every fourth Thursday at 7 o'clock at the Garden Room. We're pretty easy to find. Some people have found us. We're out at the Sonoma Botanical Garden. I think they're going to have us again, maybe for our fourth or fifth year. And they have our brochures out there. And there's Lone Pine Gardens in Sebastopol, and they have our brochures out there.
Good. So they're available.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Be right back with Art Capecchi from the Bonsai Society, the Redwood Empire chapter. Dave Fazio sitting in this morning answering gardening questions at 707-636-1350, or you can reach Dave Fazio via email. That's steve@ksro.com.
Rosian's Tile and Stone is offering a special promotion. Right now, you can save 40% on select in-stock slabs. Visit Bedrosian's designer showroom in Santa Rosa to explore their wide range of slabs, including luxurious quartzite, durable granite, exquisite marble, stunning quartz, and amazing porcelain. This offer is available while supplies last, so hurry in to take advantage of the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs. Bedrosian's offers the largest selection of imported slabs and the most diverse collection of tile in the North Bay, as well as engineered wood and vinyl. And Bedrosian's certified showroom specialists will help you bring your dream space to life. An elegant new kitchen, bath, fireplace, or engineered floor from Bedrosian's can make a significant difference to your space. Remember, the 40% discount on select in-stock slabs is only available while supplies last. Visit Bedrosian's Tile and Stone at 700 Stony Point Road to explore their unbelievable showroom and take advantage of this special promotion today.
Lock them in.
Wow, thanks. I'm totally locked in. Woohoo!
That's the sound of another happy Love Car Wash customer who's getting unlimited washes at a locked-in rate of just $34.99 a month.
I'm locked in for life.
As long as you remain an active member, your rate will never change. And that's true love, our top-tier membership. Available at Love Car Wash locations in Santa Rosa, Ronard Park, American Canyon, Ukiah, and coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg.
Right now at Love Car Wash, lock in unlimited top-tier true love washes for just $34.99 a month. Includes access to all Love locations, dedicated member lanes for less waiting, and complimentary tools. Free vacuums, premium shine, unlimited washes. Locations in Santa Rosa, Ronert Park, American Canyon, and Ukiah. Coming soon to Cotati and Healdsburg. Visit LUVCarWash.com. LUVCarWash.com. Get locked in today.
Zappelli's Auto Body and Collision stands for trust, family, and quality collision repair in Sonoma County.
Hi, I'm Samantha Zappelli. My father started our family legacy in 1958. For almost seven decades, my family has been proudly serving Sonoma County.
And I'm Samantha's daughter, Brooke. As a third generation, I am proud to continue the Zappelli tradition. We keep the repair process simple and the standard high with competitive prices. All repairs are performed by certified technicians, and we work with every insurance company. For us, it's not just about the vehicles. It's about the integrity we put into everything we do.
For 67 years, families have trusted Zappelli's Auto Body to get them safely back on the road. And when your vehicle is ready, not only will it look great, but you'll also get peace of mind because every repair is backed by a lifetime warranty.
Zappelli's Auto Body, 4914 Sonoma Highway, online at ZappelliAutoBody.com. And remember, California law protects your right to choose the shop you trust. Zappelli's Auto Body, generations strong.
News, talk, community, KSRO.
Garden Talk Live, a tradition 38 years and counting, America's longest running radio gardening program. Today, having Art Capecchi in the studio to talk about next Saturday and Sunday's Redwood Empire Bonsai Society annual show, 10 to 5 Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday, free admission, free parking. And Dave Fazio, of course, here in the KSRO greenhouse this morning. Boy, every time you come in, it's like I'm sitting at the foot of a bonsai sensei. You know,
well, thank you.
Imparts wisdom and just an approach to life that's very reassuring in these times. And I think that Bonsai can help, I think, with mental health. I think if you have something to focus on like this, a lot of the extraneous noise that permeates us 24 hours a day.
Absolutely. You can put it at bay. Some of the psychosis in society is, you know, some people had to be involved in agriculture, and it's somewhat in the bones or in the psyche. And if you don't do it, then you're missing something. Some people were the hunters and the warriors, but some people had to tend those fields, or nobody ate.
Yeah, the bonsai requires care and feeding and nurturing. And you were mentioning that your philosophy is slightly changing, or maybe other people's are, about using just humus material, that using more, you said, crushed lava and pumice and perlite in the mix.
Yes, the tradition has become now to use rock, crushed lava, perlite. There's an imported product from Japan, Akadama, which is a mined product. And I was asking Steve at Lone Pine, what's the deal with Akadama? And he said it has a lot of sharp surfaces, and it makes the roots divide as they hit the sharpness in the rock. So we want those little young roots. So that's one reason we repot, because you can't have all old roots. You can have us old people, but you need those young roots.
How often do you repot? Is this a once a year type of thing? Or?
Well, it can be. I haven't killed any from repotting, but I have killed a few from neglect. So you don't want to let it go, because they do get root bound, and they need that regeneration.
And how do you know? You just have a feel.
Well,
that it needs
you
to
can
be?
You can use a chopstick or a butter knife and test your soil. And if it's like really hard to get it in there, it's too dense.
Got it. That's when it's time to repot. Okay. And fertilizing, we had mentioned this during the break, but what do you like to use? Do you have a standard?
Well, I got this from Lone Pine also, I think. Well, same at Mission Garden. I mean, you can't do an individual, oh, this gets this, or this gets that. You kind of have to use the same thing on everything. So I use a slow-release, granular fertilizer, and we put it in when we're repotting, and I'll add it as I cultivate the soil. I don't like it on the surface. I like to get it in there. And I will use Miracle-Gro. There's some other soluble fertilizers that I need to get a hold of some.
And what are your numbers that you shoot for a fertilizer?
I go for the 16, 16, 16. Now, some people may think that's too strong. But, I mean, you're not fertilizing that often, so you want to get it. You want to give it that.
And I can see you walking around with your little spray bottle. I like that image.
Yeah, and you'll see at the show, too. We keep our plants moist. You want to, and it is a kind of very meditative aspect, too. I display some trees where I work with a cabinet shop, and I supply them with a water bottle. I said, well, give this some water. And it is it helps you focus on the tree and the trunk and the base and the roots, the nabari, we call that, the roots. So we had a kid, 13 years old, and she was saying, oh, look at that nabari. So she's really into it.
She knows the terminology already. That's marvelous. So you're hydrating the trees. Well, of course, you have a bottle of water nearby to hydrate, too. The key of life.
Right. Yes.
And I love that Art comes with his tools wrapped around his belt. And these tools would not be TSA approved. You're not going to be walking through security with these tools, are you? You got a scissors, and what else do you have on there?
Well, that's basic. Nippers, depending on the size. I find if I take my pouch off, I lose it. So it's on my belt, and I'm not going to lose it.
Okay, well, that's good. It's a good lesson to learn this morning. Okay, one more time. Put it on your to-do list for next Saturday. Not to-do list, but your one to-do list. And that's the Redwood Empire Bonsai Society's proudly invite you to their 36th annual Bonsai Show next Saturday and Sunday, the 22 and 23, 10 to 5 Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday, and there'll be demos and all kinds of great events. It's wonderful, and it's in Wohnert Park at the Wohnert Park Activity Center.
Yeah, somebody wants to get into bonsais. It's at the show where there are sales, and sometimes you look for something pretty special. You could ask your advice, talk to some of the members. We have green coats, and we love to talk about bonsai.
Thank you for coming in. Marvelous seeing you,
my
as always.
My privilege.
Dave Foggio, we'll see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Coming up next, Emily Ash Lamb in the KSRO Kitchen. It's the Good Food Hour.
At SoCo Private Security, we're all about protecting who you are. As the only provider of 24/7 smart patrol services in Sonoma County, we deliver affordable protection that keeps your buildings, tenants, and business safe day and night. Smart patrol costs less than an on-site officer and includes on-call response whenever you need it. Locally owned and trusted in Santa Rosa, we're here to watch over what matters most. Find out more at SoCoPrivateSecurity.com. SoCo Private Security, the new breed in security.
Divorce can turn your world upside down. Questions about your children, your home, your finances, everything.